Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my good friend, conservative Mark from Sussex on the text line. He's saying I'm all full of the BS. And my response to Mark was this. Mark, my friend, good to hear from you. BS is calling what's happening in a few city blocks by less than 100 criminals in LA an insurrection, but calling January 6th a peaceful, loving protest, and then pardoning the people who beat up cops. That's BS. Mark, of course, quick on the text lines, responded, hope you have fun protesting on Saturday with all the other blanks. I don't know what that is. Even when the majority of people agree with Trump on illegal criminal immigrants. Okay, Mark, well, let's take that up very briefly. First of all, six MAGAT Republicans, and by that I mean M-A-G-A-T, MAGAT, six MAGA Republicans in the House just sent a letter to DHS demanding the statistics on actually how many criminals have actually been deported, stating, quote, we are concerned that your limited resources may be stretched to pursue individuals that do not constitute an immediate threat to public safety. Yeah, so there's that. I'll also just mention this. Quinnipiac poll out yesterday, Mark, from Sussex, on immigration. Only 43% of people approve. So no, Mark, it's not a majority. It's not even a slim majority. It's not even 51%. It's not 50.5%. It's not 50.2%. It's 43%. That ain't a majority. 54% of people disapprove of his approach to immigration. And by the way, Donald Trump knows that what he's doing in California is illegal because he told us it is. Just take a listen.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
So he knows. And Judge Breyer, in the case brought by Gavin Newsom in the state of California, calling what he's doing today illegal and unconstitutional, says he will issue a decision ASAP, trying to get that out today. And he made a point of saying just because the government calls it a rebellion or an insurrection, just because Donald Trump does, doesn't make it so. In the hearing, stating, quote, that's the difference between a constitutional government and King George. It's not that a leader can simply say something and it becomes it. Mr. Rafael Santos from Green Bay, are you going to the protest this weekend? And are you concerned at all for your safety?
Are you? Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Hey, who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
This is Maggie. You called the show. What do you have to say?
Yes, Maggie. No, what it is, that's the first time I hear about your show. I was just listening through the stations on the radio.
Yes.
And I'm pretty impressed about it. I would love to go to the protest. And it's just one point that I want to point out. Like Hispanic people like myself, they're pretty scared to go right now to a protest because the immigration, the ICE situation that's going on right now.
Yes.
Like people like myself, and I got 14 workers under my wing, and all my guys are pretty hardworking guys. And I ask the guys, I'll be like, hey, do you guys want to go to the protest? And everybody is like scared of what will might happen over there, you know? I mean, it is a pretty scary situation. And the thing that I want to comment about, it was about the guy that he was disagreeing with you a while ago.
Yes.
That he called and he was not agreeing with you. Well, I get where people is coming from because, listen, I've been here for 30 years and I'm illegal. So I see where people is coming from. But what about the other things Donald Trump is doing, like taking benefits from military people that they already worked themselves over here, that they're legal? What about the teachers that they don't, they lower the payment, their paychecks, and taking benefits from the schools? What about them, you know? It's not used to protest because immigration, but what about the people that is here that he's taking advantage of it, you know? That's my point.
Raphael, thank you for your call and your courage. By the way, we gave that gentleman a moniker that is not his full name. I'm going to thank my producer, Jacob, in the booth for that. Thank you so much for calling. First of all, Raphael, I want to tell you this. Polling that came out yesterday says that fewer than 14% of Americans want people who have been here for longer than 20 years and are working full-time jobs deported. They don't want you deported. What people thought they were voting for was taking criminals off the streets. That's what they thought they were voting for. They weren't voting to take, again, just a moniker, Mr. Santos off the street and his hardworking crew. That's a lie. My righteous brother, Raphael, I understand your fear. You take care of you and yours, your crew. Be safe out there. We're going to stand up. They ain't taking me anywhere. I'll be back here tomorrow. I appreciate all of you. Sorry if I didn't get to your calls or texts. Appreciate the engagement this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against the big, brutal bill.